Then we'll move to paper number 18 and the review of the Interpretations Committee's activity. So this is summarising the activities of the committee through 2013, looking at the number of issues and the types of activities that the committee has undertaken and how those have evolved over recent years. The table on page 2 gives the overview of all of the work that the committee has done and identifies that overall last year you looked at 47 issues, of which 32 were new issues brought to you, the remainder being re-deliberations of issues that have been previously exposed. The predominant basis on which you've dealt with issues come to you has been through annual improvements or agenda decisions, with 78% of the new issues being dealt with that way. Even though the agenda decisions, so the rejection notices, have been used for quite a number of items, 16 altogether, 12 of those were ones where you were able to reach a technical conclusion and describe that in the agenda decision, thus still providing assistance to those affected by those particular issues. The areas where the narrow scope amendments were done is described in Table 8 on page 8 of the paper, and we've identified each of the issues there. Those in the left-hand column relating to the defined benefit obligations and the accounting for post-employment benefit plans with employee contributions, together with the novation of derivatives issue, were both ones where you're responding to urgent issues relating to either newly effective standards or changes in the environment. And those were, if you like, fast-tracked through both here and the board. The other issues are sort of more regular, sort of narrow scope amendments. The right hand column are ones which you've looked at most recently, which is a bundle of IFRS 2 issues which have been batched and had an initial presentation to the ISB, and two of those will be brought back to a future ISB meeting for consideration. The other analysis that we've provided in the paper is on pages 10 and 11, which is looking instead at how they've been dealt with, instead of looking at the issues or the standards that have generated the most common issues that you've been dealing with. That analysis shows the standards that have given rise to the most popular issues, and looking back over the last 3 years. I think a couple of things to just highlight from that. We have IFRS 3 in sort of the pole position there. Of course, IFRS 3 is at the moment undergoing a post-implementation review. And in fact, one of the issues in particular that featured in the work that you looked at was looking at definition of a business, and that has fed into the inputs for the first phase of the post-implementation review. IFRS 10 coming second, I guess the observation there is that there was an amendment, it's a relatively new standard, plus there was a recent amendment relating to investment entities, hence generating some of those issues. And certainly I'm not surprised to see that we have a new standard there generating questions as people are applying it for the first time. I think the same could be commented about the IAS 19. There were revisions there to the standard in 2011, and a number of the questions, including the one that I mentioned about the employee contributions, were issues relating to the changes that have been made during that revision, and hence I think quite natural to see that featuring. One, though, that perhaps is an older standard that nevertheless featured quite prominently, IFRS 2, share-based payment. Now, I think there it's worth noting that we had brought back to you a number of older issues that you had looked at several years ago, but as part of one of our previous exercise at looking back at older issues and ones that hadn't been addressed either by the committee or by the board, we brought those back, and hence those obviously get caught in the statistics that we're looking at here. So those were just some of the highlights that I wanted to point out on this, but nevertheless wanted to ask you if you've got questions about the information presented here or anything else about the activities that we've summarized.
One question did occur to me, Michael, and I don't expect you to have an answer right away, but it would be worth thinking about. We interact with the board in two or three ways. We do interpretations, we send annual improvements, we propose limited scope changes, 7, doesn't strike me as a whole lot. And periodically, the committee says, we think the staff should go to the board and ask them what they think. Do we have any way of summarizing those interactions? That's the piece that isn't missing, that is missing from these statistics, is the number of times that we said, oh, let's stop and ask the board, and then we take it to a board meeting, and then they come back.
Yeah, and we had an example of one of those today with the deferred tax that we started off the day with, one of those where we had gone to the board and sought advice. You're right, we've not captured it in here, but it is something that I think we could do. Just to give maybe a broader picture, a fuller picture of the work of the committee.
Well, it's just nice to know the different ways that we talk to the head office. So that might be a useful addition to this report. Others? Okay. John, anything to add on this?
Nothing to add.
Okay, well, that concludes the public portion of the meeting.